Who dare?
Every generation has its challenges, its misiones, its own yitzhara. Just like every person has his own particular challenges in his avodas Hashem. It's very clear from all the tzaddikim, it's unanimous. The ikun yisayim v'zman hazeh. Is in the inyan of Taivos, of Arayas, Shmiras and Bris. Anybody who's our age, who's lived a little bit past the years of Nairus, knows the difficulties and the challenges. I think what Bialish said that it used to be that what a Hasidic Yid or even just any Jew would see maybe once in his life, would be exposed to once in his life, all he has to do is go outside and he can see it on every corner. In testimony to this, I go online, I post the shiurim here and there. You know, sometimes I see, you know, what is the ilam learning? What shiurim? Not that there's a big chaver who listens to the shiurim. You know, people are listening. What attracts their attention? And I see that we've given over the past year, whatever it is, that we've been posting shiurim on YU Torah. There's only two shiurim online. In our section, which has to do with Shmiras HaBris. And there's perhaps more clicks on Shmiras HaBris and those Shiurim than double than any other Torah. Double. It's not because they're great Shiurim. It's because in this door, people are looking for these Torahs. They're looking for help. And because it's something which is so difficult to speak about, people are uncomfortable speaking about it, so they're hard to come by. I think Rav Weinberger recently started a whole campaign. And I think those shiurim are also literally, the numbers are extraordinary in terms of how many people are listening to this show. I've been bombarded left and right with this image. Kukir has a piece just in passing. We're not going to do this whole Torah. We're actually going to do the back page, not the title, which is Kesher HaBris V'HaTorah HaLami. That's in Chelek Gimel Lamed Shin Aleph. It's on the back page in the paragraph which begins Muvan HaDavar. Before we see this piece in Rav Kook, can't help but notice that what Rashi says in the beginning of this week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, that of all the connotations that the word Kedoshim can have, what it means to be a Kadosh, the Rashi says, Havi Prushim in Harayas. A person has to separate himself from Harayas, to be a Parush min Harayas. And as the end of last week's parasha implies, that the whole end of Acharei Mos deals with the whole union of Arayas and how it merges into Kedoshim, literally, because many times the two parashas are connected. We have Acharei Mos Kedoshim. But anytime you find a gather and a siyag from Arayas, you find Kedusha. The whole musag in and of itself is just so foreign to us, because when we think about Kedusha, we think about Torah, we think about Tefillah, we think about Mikvah, we think about Uman, whatever you think about, you wouldn't think that it has to do with Purushim Narayas. But apparently a person could be learning all the Torah and davening all the davenings and being mamish in the Kodesh HaKadosh. If he's not parshed in Arayas, then the Kedusha doesn't show. There's no Shechina there. Kodesh means having a connection to the Shechina. To be in places where Hashem wants to be. Hashem's not going to show up to places where there's Arayas there. To be learning the Zohar HaKadosh, you know, with Rav Chaim Kanevsky. Right? Not that he would ever be in those places. But there's places that the Shekhinah just won't show. Moving on, Adavar, Rav Kook says, it's obvious. If he doesn't mean obvious, it's understood. This is going to say a svara. Shehashkafa ha-pessimist ba'ilam. That a pessimistic outlook on life, which the world has, shehina'usa li'irida musaris, which brings down the level of how people conduct themselves, hinosenes koach dochev lahantakasa shaltaivas hamen min ha'idalius. It gives, it allows people to distance themselves, to disconnect themselves from the ideal of what it means, taivas hamen. Like we've spoken about before, the fact that a man is attracted to a woman and a woman to a man is a chok in the teva. This is a chok in the bria. This is not something that a person should be embarrassed about per se. It's a chok. This is a human quality. But there's an ideal that the idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a taiva samin is that people should procreate. That's the purpose. But when people have a pessimistic outlook on life, they don't want to be involved in procreation. But since the whole world is just a terrible place to be, what's the point? How can it be ideal to bring more people into a world like this? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to bring people into a terrible world? And you mamish see it. You mamish see it. If Cook says it's moving hadavar, but it's literally such a chiddush. I don't know exactly the percentages, but from what I've heard, it seems as almost that people, like the human race, or maybe it's mostly in America, it's definitely not by the Ishmaelim, is that whether it's Europeans or Americans, that the ratio of having children is that they barely even, if they do, replace themselves. Meaning that if a man marries a woman, if they have one child, they're not even replacing themselves. Where does this come from? What happened to the joy? What happened to the pride in having a family and a unit? The whole thing has been destroyed. If the world is a terrible place to live, why would I bring people in if it's so hard for me to live? If people are saying, it's better to have not been born than to have been born. If everybody's in Eov and they feel that they're living that way, then why would I bring people into the world? It's a craziness. But the Ishmaelim, they don't have that problem because they're bringing people into the world with a purpose. They have a purpose in mind, of course, it's treif. But they have a purpose. They live with a purpose. And they realize that if they can build a strong army, they'll fulfill that purpose, and they pass that on to their children. Life isn't so great for them, but when you're living with a purpose, it's kedai. Well, if he's in lechol hanetia kula ein shorish ba'idil, rak hispartzis hataiva, then the taiva just blows out of proportion. It's out of hand. Then you can't obliterate the Taivas Hamin. You can't. That's just part of the Chok Adam. It's still going to be there. Just because you don't want to have children doesn't mean that the actual Taiva goes away. But what are you going to do with it? You're just going to abuse it. And you're going to bring down society more and more and more. Loikein hi hashkafas hataiva lami. If a person has a hashkafa on life, that this is a good world, hashkafa, ha-optimist. If a person has an optimistic view of life, Shall vayar lekim is kol asher asavim yitov mo'od. If a person has heligargin, if he has holy eyes, that he sees the way Hashem sees, that he looks at his world and he says how gishmak it is. He enosenes mokum laidilius lispashe gamal enetiyaminis. Ah. Then a person's going to want to bring people into the world. Then we can correct the demise of society. If we would just have a more optimistic view of the world. If we have kosher einayim, if we listen to the words of Chazal and to the words of the Torah, that the world is a very good place, the world that we're machazik ourselves and believing and understanding and living a good life, that life is really good. We're machazik ourselves in our emunah and our bitachon in Hashem. That it's not just a happy life. It's a way of living a kosher life. It's a way of channeling properly the taivas amin to a healthy place. That when a person has a purpose, then he uses the tool for that purpose. If a person has nothing to build, he may as well use his hammer as a hockey stick. He's going to abuse the purpose of the hammer. If he's not playing hockey, he chas v'shalom use the hockey stick as a weapon. We don't know what crazy people will do crazy things if they don't know the purpose of it. But if a person doesn't see the purpose of bringing children into a healthy, safe, good place, then they're not going to. And it's just going to be just abuse in a way of just living a life which is just a destruction. Destruction of mankind.
If the teva of the basar and the yetzer of the adam, if it's his paschus, it means that it's developing the orla, meaning it's as if like the orla is coming back, the concealment of the kedushas abyss. He niyasa lo ha'adam as darko ha'atzilis b'tikun b'skodesh ayli hamila. Person can steer himself in the right direction with tikun b'skodesh ayli hamila. With the mila itself, as yimsas kol kochosav netuyim l'matorak talis dalis kedusha. There's something about the bris mila that it reminds a person, it directs a person to the ideal life of kedusha. O mi b'sara yechzel latat, to see the kedusha of oneself upon oneself. The kadosh es kedosh Yisrael Hashem echad. As we've mentioned, living amongst the Goyim in the society in which we live, and really everywhere is considered nowadays amongst the Goyim. We can't even escape to Me'ah Sharim, which used to be mamash the Kodesh Kadashim, without seeing Pritzis. That we're living in a state of emergency. We're like Yosef in Mitzrayim. Every single one of us is like Yosef in Mitzrayim. In the Erevas Ha'aretz. And we feel alone in this inyan because we feel like we have nobody to talk to about it. We're embarrassed. Yosef Mamish had nobody to talk to. But we feel like that also. A person has to first and foremost know that they should have somebody in his life that he speaks to about these things. What's to be embarrassed about? You think you're the only one who is struggling with this? Everybody is. That's a struggle for everyone. And probably the person you're going to speak to was also struggling with it or once did too. And that's a good thing because you can understand where you're coming from and give you practical advice, advice from experience. Everybody's a Yosef in America and Mitzrayim. So we have to ask Yosef, what did you do, Yosef? How are you mechazik yourself?
What's interesting is like this. When the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef said, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai, the brothers were also wondering the same thing. Can't be. Can't be. It's not possible. We've been down, we've spent just a short time here in Mitzrayim. We know it's, as 10 brothers, we know that we can't survive here that long. They're going back and forth between Yaakov's house and coming back. Right? It's not just, you know, because they have things to say. They need the refreshment. They need to go back to Yaakov to be able to just have a chiz there. Even the Arizal says that a malach wouldn't come down, could not come down by the makos b'choras to do it because it would be toast from the tumas ha'avir of Mitzrayim. This is a malach elokim tzvakos. How was it? They could not believe it was possible that this was Yosef. Impossible. And Yosef knew that they were wondering that. Ki nivalum bipanav. They could not believe it. So what does Yosef do? Yosef says, Gishuno Eli, come close. And what does Rashi say? Hera lahem shehu mohol. Rashi says, he showed them that he had a bris. And all the Mefarshim asked, what do you mean he had a bris? The brothers also had a bris. Not only that, every single person in Mitzrayim Yosef made had a bris. They all had to have a bris. So what was Yosef showing them exactly? So the tzaddikim say that Yosef is showing him that his bris had a shine. That they could see the Elokos. Whether that's to be taken literally or not, it probably is to be taken literally. But even if we don't take it literally, what it means is that when a person is mistakel on the bris, being mistakel on the bris means that it gives a person a sense of chizah, a sense of strength. Of course, it doesn't mean literally that a person needs to look at his bris milah. It's more of a hashkafa, more of a hergish. That the einayim, that his neshama should be thinking about it. Bris milah means Hashem chose me. That it's chaysamai shela adam. It's the ice that Hashem has chosen me to be special to him. That I have a sense of purpose in this world. And that as long as a person sticks to the ideal for which he's created for, he's not going to fall. Bris means a hiskashrus, that I have a hiskashrus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm inherently connected to the Eibishter. And that even though Yosef is in what's called Ervas Ha'aretz, Ervas means it's Lashon Arayis, which means that it's literally completely bare. That there was nothing to hold on to. That everything with every tool which you would look for would all be pogum. But on him, he didn't have to go anywhere else. He was able to find on himself the tool necessary that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to be mechazik in Eretz. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, when he was in the Beis HaMerchatz, and that he was completely Orem from all mitzvahs, couldn't think in Torah, wasn't wearing his tzitzis, nothing. He said to himself, Oili, I don't have any mitzvahs. The Gemara says he found Nechama when he saw the bris milah. Which means to say that when a person is even in the depths of Tumah, when he's in the Beis HaMerchatz, like Mitzrayim, he has a Nechama in the fact that he has a bris. And with that, it can mamish be a Beis HaMerchatz, that he can literally clean himself from all his avers. That's how you come to the Seder, the night of the Seder. The first thing you say at the night of the Seder is Kaddish. I have an Ois Bris Kaddish. Borchot, go wipe away all my avers like that. That's why Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder. He's the Malach who's mechazik us in this whole Indian of Bris Kaddish. He's the Malach HaBris. When a person comes to the Seder
Seder night, and he declares Kaddish. This is the night that every single Jew received the Bris Milah. This is what we say in the Haggadah: "Va'at Aroyim ve'Eriya." You were naked, you were bare. You're like David in the Beis Hamerchatz. And Gufa, at that moment when you felt you mamish had nothing, Hashem gave you the mitzvah of Milah. To show that any time a Jew feels like he's mamish nothing, that he has nothing good about himself, he can look at his Bris Milah and he can be mechazik himself, be metar himself, kadesh urcha, to the fact that even Eliyahu Navi will come to you. Say in Yom Kippur. So Hasemes says that the 365 days of the year correspond, of course, the Zayah tells us, to the 365 mitzvahs. And Yom Kippur corresponds to Bris Milah. It's the Gid of Bris Milah. According to one Medrash, Avraham Avinu was mulled himself on Yom Kippur, which suggests that the very first Milah took place on that day, that it's Mamish, the day of Milah. Or Mekadesh ourselves in that Milah. But the person is not always be with his wife on the night of, throughout Yom Kippur. It's called the Yom HaKadosh, it's a day of Kedusha. And we say before Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the many tefillahs which we say on Yom Kippur, we say, Habed Labris Val Tefin LaYetzer. It's not just a tefillah. We're speaking to ourselves and we're saying, Habet la bris. If you look at the bris, al tefin la yetzer. You won't pay attention to the yetzahara. If a person is mistakel in the bris, and what that means for a Jew is that he has a purpose to live by, then al tefin la yetzer. Then he won't let the taivas amin just run out of control. This is what Yosef was telling them. Hera lahem shu mahu. He showed them the bris and he says, I have it on me. You don't have to say, Miyal lenu hashamayim, or who's going to go up to Shamayim to find it? Me'ivir layam. It's mamish chokuk on the basar of the mensch, wherever he goes. It's even better than tzitzis. But even when you're mamish in the Beis Hamerchatz, you mamish, you feel like you don't have any machshava to even think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's on the basar. It's on the chiddik of the Adam, which is mamish. It's tafel to the neshama. On the gashmias, on the gufnias, Hashem put it. That means that even if a person is completely shaku in his guf, he still will be able to find it. Even if he's totally disconnected from his neshama. That's not where Hashem put the bris. Put it on mamish, the guf. We say in the bracha, when we give it a child, we give him the bris milah. We say, Hatzil yidid sherina mishachas, l'man brisa yashasam b'fsarein. The bris milah has the kayach to pull a Jew out of the deepest, darkest places. And we know it's referencing the Gemara, which says that Avraham Avinu, who was the first one to have bris milah, that he sits at the Pesach of Gehenna, and any Jew who has a bris, he pulls him out. But that's not just true from Olam Haba, it's also true in Olam Hazeh. That every Jew who's living in Gehenim in this world, that with the koyach of bris, he can be pulled out. What bris milah represents, he can be pulled out. With my bris yashasam b'sareinu. That's why it says that when Avraham Avinu received the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the pasuk says, "Vayipol al panav," that he fell on his face. "Vayomer elakim," "Vaydaber itay elakim limor," "Ani hinei brisi itach." That Hashem said, "Ani hinei brisi itach." I'm giving you Bris Milah. When "Vayipol Avraham al panav," when Avraham was on his face,
when he mamash was flat on his face, Hashem gave him the bris. Because that's the whole tzur of what it means. When Hashem says, when Hashem sees a Jew that he's mamash on his face, that's when Hashem says to him, Ani hinei brisita, take my bris. That when all other things have failed, the idea is that you don't run away from the bris. You embrace the bris. Understand the difference. The people are looking for ways to run away. To run away from the taiva samin. To run away, to escape the challenges. The Chazal are teaching us that that's not how. That you embrace what the bris represents. The mamash, when the person is so shaku in the bris that he can't take his eyes off of it, if when he's actually looking at it, he'll be able to see that he's different. That he has a purpose in life. That Hashem made him different. In the depths of where he is, that's where he finds the chizik to be mechazik. And Hashem says, V'lo yikoye oy deshimcha Avram. Your mamash going to be a whole new person after I give you this bris. The person you were before is not the person you're going to be now. That means a person has the koyach to be mechadish himself, to turn himself into a kaddish, to change his whole life around when he comes to this hakar. It's also marumas in these parashas. Acharei mos kedoshim, after you die. After you die, which means that after you feel like you got nothing left. Kedoshim, havi prushim in arayas, turn everything around. In fact, if you take the Derech Remez, Acharei Mos, yeah? Acharei Mos can mean like the letters after the word Mos. So after a Mem is a Nun, after a Vav is a Zayin, and after a Tav is a Tav. There's nothing after a Tav. It spells the word Znus. So Acharei Znus, Kedosh. And this is what we do every single day in davening. We say the bracha of Avos, and then we say Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then we say Ata Kadosh. Avos means that a person is mistakel on the Avos HaKadoshim. He looks at tzaddikim. He's able to look at people who are mamish, mekadosh themselves, and he's able to get a glimpse of what it means to be a Jew, to live by a real ideal, to be kadosh, to be halik. But when a person falls from that and he goes into a state of misa, he has a tchias hamesa. Then the person says after that, Ata kadosh, Hashimcha kadosh, Kedoshim chol yom ha'aduch ha'sal. He's able to see Kedusha. And one of the real reasons why nowadays that we can say about ourselves that we're spiritually dead, that we're mamish mesim, isn't it such a glaring kasha? How is it that a Jew can put on tefillin and it's you like nothing happened? That a person can literally wear 21 names of Hashem as a garment and he can literally tie it to his arm, that it's literally cutting off circulation, and put it on his head, mamash keneged neshama, and then he could just go upstairs and have breakfast and, you know, nothing happened. Nothing happened. That a person could go through a Shabbos for 25 hours and then go ahead and flip on a television or something? Like how could it be? How could it be that I could spend so much time in such a holy place, in such a holy zone, and then it goes away and then nothing's different? But the answer is you have to look at Kabbalah Sotar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to give you the Torah. And if Mam is going to be rocking, I'm going to make kolos, ubrakim, I'm going to take a har, I'm going to put it over your head. It's going to be an esh, kasher alahar. It's going to be amazing. Mam is going to be amazing nisim. What does Hashem say to Klal Yisrael? V'kidashtam hayom umachar. Al tikshu alisha. You have to be makadish yourself. Everybody has to stay away from women 3 days. 3 days.
You have to prepare yourselves. Why was this necessary? You know why? Because if they wouldn't do this, then it would just be watching a movie. Just like a person can go to a movie, and even though he could see stabbings and killings, and he doesn't get shaken up from it. It's just a movie. It's just a movie. It's not for the fact that they didn't prepare themselves with Kedushas Abrias. They just would have been a light show. But Hashem didn't just want a light show. He wanted that the experience of Matan Torah should get mamish into their kishkas. That so deep into their kishkas that Chazal say that if a person forgets the experience of Matan Torah, harizim is chayav benafsho. Because it's so inherent in the mahus of a Jew that the Torah says that you can't possibly forget it. And if you do, you're mamish disconnected. Hashem wanted it to go so deep. It can't go deep into the etzem kishkas of a Jew if he doesn't have Kedushas Abris. Hashem wanted it to go in. So it's not a pella. It's not a pella. That if a person is being mezalzel and poigin bris, then Shabbos is not going to leave an impression on him. Shabbos. Torah is not going to leave a Torah-dic impression on him. Going to a tzaddik, how are these things supposed to get in? When the atmos of a Jew is so filthy that the Kedusha has to try to find ways in and it can't get in. Because a person is so disconnected from himself. Like the tzaddikim say, when a person is poigin bris, he's poigin the actual atzmius and mahus of himself. Ever wonder why Pyro in the Mitzvah that they saw Macha after Macha after Macha after Macha and nothing, mamish nothing, like Chazak Hashem is like Pyro? How could it be that Pyro was not spoiled at all from these Machas? So one theory is, of course, that Hashem was Machazak his heart. But other Rishonim learned, no, that Pyro didn't care. It just glossed right over him. It didn't bother him. How could it be? Well, the Teretz is that if you're living in the Ervas Haaretz, and your mamish the shorish of the Ervas Haaretz, then it may not leave an impression on you. This is Mitzrayim. This is the Ervas Haaretz. If you're poking this, you can see literally the biggest nisim, but it doesn't get in. This is why Katzadikim are, and they have always been makbid on going to the mikveh before Shabbos, going to the mikveh before davening every day. It's not just Tara. It's just because if you want the Torah to be mashbi on you, to leave a roshim on you, if you want Shabbos to be Shabbos, not just you're passing through. If you want to experience really what this is, the kedusha of Shabbos, the kedusha of Torah, then tefillah, which is an inyan of Kedushas Habris, being the tire oneself, it's going to allow everything to come in. L'man tizkiru v'leisasiru achari levavchem achari neichem l'man tizkiru v'asisim eskol mitzvah z'v'yisem kidoishim l'alakeichem. That a person can be kadosh. Because it's making a person that all the kedusha that he does during the day should be able to get in. Then he becomes a kadosh. It's the keli. That Shabbos should make us holy. That Torah should make us holy. Yosef Hatzlacha was because he was Habit Labris, the Ander for Real Tef and Layitza. And that's why Yosef is able to say, Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef means I know myself. I'm not disconnected from myself. It really answers a question. You know, in this week's parasha, you'll notice that it says 10 times or more, it says, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. Hashem says, make yourself holy ki kadosh ani. Hashem b'kadishem, I'm also holy.
We have 10 times Ani Hashem in the parasha. Because when you're kadosh and parish min arayis, then you know yourself. Hashem says, I know myself. You know why I know myself? You know why I know myself so well? Ki kadosh ani. Because I'm parish min arayis. That's why I know myself. I'm comfortable with myself. I have a love of myself. I have an appreciation of myself. I know how lichtig and how holy I am because I'm parish min arayis. Yosef is the one who says, Ani Yosef. And he says it again, Ani Yosef. After he shows them the Mila. Even though you sold me to Mitzrayim, Ani Yosef, I didn't lose my sense of who I am because I was habit labris. People are so disconnected from themselves. They have such trouble with that self-identification, with purpose, with being comfortable with themselves, with self-appreciation. Because Pogim Bris, and you think that they have nothing to do with each other. But it's the biggest bizyoinus. A person, especially if a person is Moti Zerol Batala, even a behemoth doesn't do that. Even a behemoth doesn't do that. A person feels worse than a behemoth. Of course he's going to have no self-dignity, no self-pride. Not only is he cutting himself off from his neshama, like he says that it gets to the core of his yadus, but imamish feels like, plach. That's what you find by Yosef Dafka, this idea of Atzmas Yosef. That Yosef had a sense of Atzmias. This is the real. If you want to know what Yom HaAtzma'ut is really about, which was today, the real Yom HaAtzma'ut is that a person knows himself. It's really Yom Kippur. It's really Yom Kippur. Atzmius means knowing myself. Sense of Atzmius, Atzmus Yosef. But even in the biggest filth, in the biggest tumah, there should be still be a sense of Atzmius, even in the Erev HaSa'aret. If a person can accomplish that, that's something to celebrate. That's real Atzmius. As Rav Kook says here, that the bris should be a place that when a person looks at it to find chizuk, you should look at the bris and say, "Mibisari echazel eka," that I see godliness. This is the sign, no matter how far down I fall, va'yipol avim alpanov. Hashem says, "Ani, hine bisitach." Me, a sense of ani, hine bisitach. I'm with you. I saw this was going to happen. I'm giving you the bris because I know a Jew may fall and he needs chizuk. And if he's mechazik himself in the place where he feels like he feels like he's just going to run wild with it. Mamash, when you're looking at it, mibsari echazel leka, you actually see your godliness in it. This is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is all about. This is what Lach Baomer also represents. As the Sfarim all say, Mibisari, Bisari is the Osios Rajbi. There's command not a single page in the Zohar Kaddish which doesn't talk about Pagam HaBris, being Mechazik himself in the Pagam HaBris. If Rav Shimon teaches us anything, he teaches us how to look at ourselves. That has Tfar Makdoshim say that Hashem gave the Sefer HaZoyer and all the secrets of Torah as a hachana for mamish this moment we're living in right now. That we're living literally in the Erev HaSa'aretz called America. We should have such high kedusha. Mibisari echza leka, there should be mamish shining. Like Yosef's bris was shining. That it was for. It's mamish, it's a safety net. It's not just a rope. It's a way that a person could be makadish himself.
despite being in the Erev HaSaaretz. Sphere of tonight. We know that the 7 weeks of the Omer correspond to the seven Midos. Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. We correct each and every one of these Midos. And we're in the week of Tiferes. Tiferes means that a person needs to find a Kritos Tovus in himself. That he has what to be proud of. But especially tonight, that it's the sixth night of the third week, which means that it's the Yesod. So you can call it Yesod Shebi Tiferes. According to the Rashash, it's called Tiferes Shebi Yesod. What that means, Tiferes Shebi Yesod, means that a person has to find the Tiferes and the godless of his Yesod, of his Bris Milah. A person doesn't just look at his Bris Milah as just filth, as just psoilis. Which is what we're noted to do, because the person you spends most of his time in the bathroom. That's really what he understands this as being. Just a way to just get rid of his waste. But it's not much more than that. It's literally the yesod of the Adam. It's the whole binyan. He can literally, if he would fall, he would hit this rock. That it can literally give him life again. There's a beauty, there's a tiferet should be a yesod. It's gewaldic. To be a Jew and to live a life different than all the guys who wish to just be pessimistic about life, that there's no purpose in this life. The second that a person pushes the on button, that I have a purpose to live by, then this is a very important part of it. In fact, Tiferes and Yesod is really like Yaakov and Yosef. That's what they represent. That this kesher between Yaakov and Yosef is what gave Yosef the ability Machazik himself in the time. It's not for now exactly how Yaakov played a role in that. But more importantly, the Tiferes should be a Yisod. To be able to find the Nekudos Tovos in life. The whole world is good. The more that we have to be machshir our eyes to be able to see the goodness that Hashem made in this world. There's a sense of purpose to live by. We want to bring people into this world that we can share and teach them about how good it is to be alive, how good it is to be a Jew. It's developing that optimism in life. It's super important to Shmiras HaBris. Chazal say that if a person goes after his eyes, first his eyes see, and then the lave, and then he's off. It begins with the eyes in the sense that not just what he looks at. Of course, a person has to be careful how he walks around in the streets. But it means a hashkafa. Hashkafa in the world. Even if you're not looking at anything, even if you're looking at a sefer, even if you're looking at the Kosel HaMaravi, you could be looking at the Kosel HaMaravi, you could be looking at the Kosel HaMaravi. You could see mamash a goodness in life, how good it is to live, and you could see it's not so good to live. A person can see the Churban Beis HaMikdash on the Kosel HaMaravi, or you can see optimism in the Kosel HaMaravi. Everything could be seen two ways. So you have two eyes. There's a goodness in life. And a person is mistakel on the bris. He can mamash see the psoilis. He can see that it's mamash a kli for taiver. He can see mamash is a way to build myself. Mibsari echazeleka. And so the Svarim HaKadoshim, they teach us, they build us up to be able to see things that way. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shamaya. On this day, Tiferes should be a sight, to be able to see the beauty of what it means to be a Jew, the significance of Kedoshim to you, how gevaldik it is to be a Kadosh, how gevaldik it is to live life like this, to be Parish Menarayas. That this is mamish life, this is the goodness in life, not to be distracted by all the filth out there who portray themselves in the Chitzon and say, this is the life, this is not the life, this is life in the garbage can. Just leads to disease and unhappiness and suicide and all the craziness. That's not life.
how blessed we are to be able to be a Jew, that we don't have to go far to search for the emes. Hashem chose us. That's what the Bris Milah means. I have been chosen by Hashem, the Chazal Gadol, to live a life of Kedusha. How great it is. Hashem should be mechazik each and every one of us in our heart. And God's clients all to be Kedushim, Kedushim to you. We mechadish ourselves in each and every way. And with that, to go Michael Ochayel, Likras, Yes, God, Tzedek, and Mevim, and Amen. Virginia says, you know what I say? Virginia says, I say that the biggest kibbutz at a bris milah is the kvater. Says, why the kvater? Says, because until now the baby's been with the nashim. And now he's finally being brought to the men. So the schus of taking a yid out of the company of the nashim and bringing him to the men is the biggest kibbutz. It's a mashal for the fact that when a person is mamash shakula in this inyan, to be the one to be able to take a Jew by the hand and pull him out of that place, this is the biggest source. Avram could be the sonic for Avisa. He's not. He sits by the Pesach of Gehenna and he says, you know what? My biggest tiny is just to pull Yidden out of that place. That's what I want to do. It's Gehenna to be in the company of that. It's Gehenna. That's Gehenna. But to take a Jew and to put him on the lap of the sandal, to give him a bris, to give him his neshama, oh, this is the biggest cover. To be able to do that assist. In fact, Atzma'us is a gematria bris. Atzma'us. Yom Atzma'us is like Yom Abris. Right? Isn't it Atzma'us? Atz is 160, 200. Atz.
Is it an Aleph or an 9.5?
Atz.
Yeah.
Or is it Ha'atzma'us?
Yeah,
Ha'atzma'us. Yom Ha'atzma'us.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yom Ha'atzma'us. Ha'atzma'us is Gnatch Yom Abris. There you go. The day of Abris. Atzmius is connected to this.
You have to find the yom in Atzmius. The yom is the light of it.
So we really want to have a celebrate Yom Atzmius. The more that a person is mechazik himself in the simian. So this is the chefta shel mitzvah of Yom Atzmius. The chefta shel mitzvah.
That was being Ramas too, and I was saying it's for Cook's Day.
Okay, let's ask the Shema. Shabbos, everyone.
What day is Tiferes Shem Yisod? If you search up at Tiferes, according to the Rosh Hashanah, it's Tiferes Shem Yisod. And what is Tiferes Shem Yisod? It's Yisod Shem Tiferes? It's spelled backwards?
That's backwards, yeah.
Alright.
It's the other way.
Right, it's not even counting backward, though. It's huh? Just that Stam says the week of Tiferes comes first.
No, it says, instead of looking at the third week as being Chesed Shem Tiferes, Gevur Shem Tiferes, Tiferes Shem Chesed, Tiferes Shem Gevur.
Tiferes comes first.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's just
do Tiferes. No, each and every week is like that. So next week will be Netzach Sheba Chesed, and then Netzach Sheba Gvura, as opposed to Chesed Sheba Netzach. Opposite.
What's the difference?
I'm not sure. I had a Hergish on it before, I don't know.
It's really interesting.
he's the only one that has that?
Yeah, not the only one, but...
Why does that start from that each week is connected to like a sphere?
I don't know if it's from the Zohar or from the Ari.
I know that like I saw a quote that the Zohar says each sphere is called a Shula.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something in, I guess, it.
Yeah, I don't know.